Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Happy Hour. I am Sherry Edwards, your host for today's show. Richard, our co-host, is out on a gig, a paying gig. He just volunteers and helps us out all the time with his very valuable time. But as Richard says, we must follow the money. So he's getting paid for a gig this evening. Happy Hour is sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, and we have a mission statement for that to share with you. Some people complain they really didn't know what we did here at the Institute. So Sound Health Alternatives and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. As a leading-edge biotech educational research company dedicated to the study of biofrequencies as they relate to living systems, Sound Health has enthusiastically fashioned and accepted the essential task of bringing bioacoustics to life. What a great book title, Bringing Bioacoustics to Life. I think I'll think about that. So on Tuesday evenings from 6 to 7 Eastern Time, we sponsor a show, an hour-long show, Happy Hour, in which we engage our audience, either the studio audience. We have an audience over at Blog Talk Radio. We have several people there already, and they join us to listen to the show at 347-850-1407. So if you have any issues there with hearing the show on our regular video. Boy, I don't know how to say that. We are podcasting, video podcasting from soundhealthoptions.com. So if you want to watch the show, and we're going to be doing a demonstration this evening, if you want to watch the show, go to soundhealthoptions.com, go to the radio tab, and then to Happy Hour. And you see that we're scheduled this evening to talk about fibromyalgia. We've been doing this study continuously for about probably 10 years now. And we think that we have solved the mystery. At least we have been able to get rid of the pain of fibromyalgia. Fibro, meaning fibers and muscles, and algia, meaning pain. So fibromyalgia started out as a elusive disease that the doctors tried to tell everybody it was all in their head, and they were just being histrionic or hypochondriacs. So you'll see now that they finally have given in, since there are so many people with this disease. And you'll see on your screen fibromyalgia and the little pressure points where most of the pain comes in. So we'll be learning more about fibromyalgia as we go. We'll be learning about a software program that we have created here at the Center for Sound Health and Bioacoustic Biology. And we will be doing a drawing for the actual software. So those of you who are with us over on Blog Talk Radio, and there are many of you, if you want to be part of the drawing, then write to me, Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y. You'll see me up there as co-host, Sherry Edwards, at Gmail, and tell me you want to be part of the drawing. For those of you who are with us on Sound Health Options and watching the show, we can see who you are, so you automatically become somebody who is entered into the drawing. And if there is someone here that is working with their community or with a fibromyalgia organization or foundation, please let me know that also, because we would like to provide fibromyalgia software to your organization. So we're going to watch a little video at first, and this was done in Dayton, Ohio, not far from here. After I had spoke at the University of Cincinnati at a health show, and I said, we have done a lot to relieve the pain of fibromyalgia. And this radio or TV show actually decided they were going to show me up because they really didn't believe what we were doing, even though we had fibromyalgia tone boxes with us, and we had a booth there. We were actually helping relieve the pain of fibromyalgia. We have discovered the biochemistry of fibromyalgia deals with muscle, pyruvate, and oxygen. So we have figured out a formula, and we put them in tone boxes that we lend and sell to people, also to our practitioners. They may have some that you can use to test, because we found two kinds of fibromyalgia. One in which there is a toxin that is laid down in the striations of the muscles, and then one where there's an overabundance of a mineral, usually iron. So this is the video. It's very short, but it'll show you what we can do with fibromyalgia pain.
This woman lives in constant pain. Now she hopes the use of sound of her own voice to ease her agony. A special report tonight.
Can the sound of your voice tell doctors you will soon be sick or hurt? An Ohio researcher with Miami Valley Ties believes that is true.
Marcia Bonhart explains why her new age theory sounds so interesting. Marcia?
Talking in Colleen, it is called bioacoustics. And there's a local woman who hopes her own voice will finally tell doctors how to treat her chronic debilitating pain.
Hi, this is Valerie Elijah. Join me Saturday night.
Valerie Elijah is a busy wife, mother, and a community affairs director for a local radio station.
I'll see you there.
It may not look like it, but she spends every day in agony, often unable to sleep.
I mean, I pray for it every night that the next day I'm going to get up and it's going to go away, but I know that it's not.
Valerie's ordeal began 16 years ago, right after the birth of her twin daughters.
The fatigue, I can't even describe to you.
Valerie saw scores of doctors. Finally, a specialist at the Cleveland Clinic diagnosed her with fibromyalgia, a disorder that fills her body with consistent, unexplained, excruciating pain.
Just go ahead and put them on.
That's why Valerie was anxious to meet this fairborn woman, Sherry Edwards, considered the foremost expert on bioacoustics.
We take a sample of your voice, usually 30 to 40 seconds long. We subject that set of notes and frequencies and words that you use to a computer, and the computer puts it in order.
Edwards believes each of us has a unique frequency expressed through our voice. When we get sick or when we're about to get sick, Edwards claims she can see it in voice patterns.
If we were going to play it back, it would sound like from the very lowest to the very highest.
My twins' names are Kiera.
Edwards took Valerie's voice sample.
Born August.
She also hooked Valerie to headphones that carry a sound designed to ease the pain.
We'll hear just a really low kind of thumping sound.
Within 5 minutes, Valerie Elijah said her pain decreased. That's when Edwards showed her the findings of her vocal print. The computer compared that print to patterns known to show fibromyalgia.
It's a high sort of upward triangular shape, and it's thick on one side but thin on the other, and that tells me it's toxicity.
For Valerie, some answers she hopes will unlock the mystery of her pain.
It's good to know, but it's also scary, you know, that you have toxins in your body and pathogens in your body that are going to cause problems, but I'd rather know so that hopefully I can do something about it.
For Edwards, the satisfaction of helping a client who has suffered so much for so long.
We've been able to create a technology that I think is going to change medicine.
I'm going to put in the link for that in both chats. And I'm kind of slow tonight because I'm running both chats. And
so we're going to use this little nano voice.
Oh, I didn't want that to go on. That was the next Vimeo. if you want to watch some of our other classes and what's going on, that's what it's showing here. Just go to Vimeo and use my name. Okay, let me get this other link in here. And I'm going to kill this so nothing else comes back on. We were asked to do this show about fibromyalgia because people said they had hundreds of people who had fibromyalgia who really need this. We have one volunteer. She's working on getting her mic up and running to see if it will work. But fibromyalgia became one of those hysterical diseases that really wasn't there. And when they finally started having so many people who had problems, they finally decided that they could go back and look at this. We have several other videos showing what was happening here. With Valerie, she had had fibromyalgia for 16 years, and the toxin that was in her muscles was Pitocin, which is an artificial oxytocin that they had given her when she had her twins. And her body never detoxified this stuff. Now, there's a lot of research going on about fibromyalgia and what is really going on with it. They say that it is thyroid connected, and the thyroid is connected to the Krebs cycle of the body. Now, note there that pyruvate is needed for the body's energy cycle. This is one that we did this afternoon for a young man. So all these little red circles here are his issue, and it's nitric oxide. But this is a mapping methylation map that you look at, and the computer runs the system looking at your voice. Now, we may have time if we can get some mics to work here. We may have time to do this mapping for someone else. But look at this pyruvate. When you have too much lactic acid in the muscles, the lactic acid is what causes your muscles to feel stiff, tired, sore, like too much exercise. You were moving and you lifted things too heavy, too much. Well, the lactic acid is trying to repair what's going on. And that pain is, don't use this muscle, let us repair. But the lactic acid must have pyruvate in order to work. Now, when you add oxygen and pyruvate together, or if you use lactic acid and pyruvate in a sound combination, it eliminates the pain. But we must caution people that the pain was there for a reason, to keep you from, okay, I'm just trying to read the chat here at the same time. I'm getting off kink here. So when we give your body oxygen and pyruvate by sound, it ends up taking away the fibromyalgia pain. That is an awesome piece of information. What they have been doing so far is giving you pain pills, giving you muscle relaxers, but not really getting to the root cause. Now, if you listen to some of the symptoms for fibromyalgia, and let's go look at those. Tender points in the body and some in the trapezius, that our volunteer, Mark says he's not sure if he has fibromyalgia, but he has pain in the neck and trapezoid area. Okay, we'll just use you as our guinea pig and see if we can confirm that there is an issue there. But you get anything from foggy thinking to tender muscles, stiff joints. What is this? Wait, your cart is full. I don't need that. Why is this thing jumping up on my... Well, that's really weird. finish your order with Puzzle, something or the other? Well, I'm not going to deal with that. I'll go someplace else. I'll just chop that out. Okay, this is fibromyalgia symptoms. So there's nerve pain. Now they want my name and address. Nerve pain, methionine is great also. Methionine will help ameliorate the reaction the body has. And if you go to our site and look up the pastel folder, and if you can't find it, go to the beginning here, to the home page, because we're just now redoing a lot of things. So this is the new home page. Boy, how did that turn pink? That's really weird. Boy, things are happening here. Go down to Google and just put in pastel folder, and you will find something called a nutrient assimilation chart. I call it a green sheet. And I don't know who put this pink in there, but that's just really weird. So I was just trying to show you where to find that. So sometimes other things masquerade as fibromyalgia. Sometimes they'll call Lyme disease fibromyalgia. Sometimes they'll call mitochondrial DNA, or the inability for your body to create the Krebs cycle that it needs. This Krebs cycle, they'll call that fibromyalgia. And that's part of it, because it's the pyruvate. So it can be a structural disorder, like you hurt something and you have this constant pain, something's out of place, and they'll call that fibromyalgia. So again and again, there's a lot of things that you can do. You could take natural pain relievers. If you're a bioacoustic practitioner, you could use a muscle relaxer frequency. You could use enkephalin, a self-manufactured opiate. You could use substance P, and that's a self-manufactured pain reliever. Some people use naproxen. There's a lot of painkillers just for fibromyalgia, some to relieve pain from the muscles, some to relieve pain from the nerves. But as we look at fibromyalgia, we want to look at this methylation mapping. We want to look at the thyroid issues. We want to look at Lyme disease. We want to look at any kind of structural disorder. And then we also have a program just called fibromyalgia. So we are going to take our volunteer, Mark. I'm going to go ahead and open your... I've unmuted your mic.
I'm here.
Okay, great. We are going to start with something called Audacity. Now, would you turn your speaker off or down a little bit? Because we're hearing an echo. Okay, that sounds a little better. Yes, that's better. Okay, Audacity is available.
I can't hear you, though. That's my problem.
Okay. Well, as you talk, you can turn your speaker up, and I'll try to shut up in between. So turn it up for me.
Can you hear? Am I making a problem now?
No, you're good now. We could mute your mic.
Okay.
But you're good. You're sounding good.
Okay.
This is Audacity, and you can find it from audacity.sourceforge.net. Moonstone, would you put that address in for me? So as we take a sample of Mark's voice, we're going to hit the red dot, and he's going to talk for 30 seconds. This is not where it ought to be. It's over here at 17 minutes. This is the timer here. We need to start at the beginning. Make sure we have the Samson mic, and this is the recommended mic. You could go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com, and look at the mic. It's under shop and under products. And there's several mics. We're using this little Samson mic today. So I'm going to hit the red button, and he's going to talk for 30 seconds. And then we'll go from there. We need to be recording this at 32,000 16-bit mono, and all of that information is in the bioacoustics textbook that is waiting for you. It's right now, it's under class. If you'll go to the tab classes, it's under the two-day class, the bioacoustic basics is there for you. Or you may just put in bioacoustic basics in the search. As I said, we're revamping that website. Okay, you ready, Mark?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, tell us about your pain.
I seem to have always had pain, even from high school. I'm 60 now. When I worked out, it seemed to take the tension and the pain away. But, if I didn't work out for a day or two, then it would come back. And it seemed like it's just always been there. It's never left me. It's been there for all these years. So, I figured I'd volunteer to see if this would help maybe weed it out, whether I'm having that issue or not.
Okay, notice that I let it go a little long because he had some hems and haws in there. So this is kind of
nervous.
Silent. Well, okay. I'm going to play this. I'm going to hit the green triangle, and you can see there's nothing there. So we're going to chop that out by hitting the scissors, or you could just say delete because we don't want all that in there. And if the door slams or a cat meows or something like that, you'll want to just chop that out. If they're laughing or giggling, something like that, it's okay. For a little kid, crying is good. Laughing is good. Sometimes for autistic kids, it's really hard to get a vocal print for them. But even just them grunting and just give them a great big hug, and they'll usually try to get loose. So let's see how many seconds we have now. Would you go ahead and mute your mic, Mark? Okay, and now we have 34 seconds. We could cut off this little tail right there. We're still good. Anywhere between 25 and 35 seconds is good. So we're going to export this and say Mark D. Fibro. And I am putting it in my waves file, because I'm saving this as a wave. I'm not just going up to the file and saving it. I'm going to export it, and I've set up my computer to export it right into my waves file. All those instructions are in that Bioacoustics Basic book if you're a new person for it or with us. I'm going to cancel this. Now we have this captured, and you can hear that it really is.
I seem to have always had pain.
It's Mark's voice. We're not going to kill it. Just minimize it. Then we're going to open another computer program called Abacus. We're going to do a new one. Now, this is available for you on our website, too, I hope, within the next couple of days. We had to take it down because although we give it away for free, somebody was taking it down and selling it. And it was getting everybody into trouble, so we had to straighten up some security on it. So I'm going to import that WAV file, and I've organized everything, so what I do last is on top. So I'm going to double-click, and that's going to change his voice, and they can't see that very well. I'm going to change it to blue. I like blue. These are little trauma spikes, and that usually is something temporary, but he said this is a long time. So we're looking for something long-term, which would be over here. This middle section, this is a good example of the now of somebody. This gray, dark gray grid is the now, what is happening right now. So this might be some pain. We could look at it. Here's a little thin spot. We'll look at that. Long-term looks good. This is connective tissue, so we can look at that. This is, boy, that's muscle. So these are the kinds of things that we teach you in our classes. And there is a two-day free class, free people, two-day free class coming up at the end of this week on Thursday and Friday. And it's going to be on bio diet. So if you've ever had problems with finding your fat switch, I think I just finished the flyer for it. So there it is. This is what we're going to be doing on Thursday and Friday. Well, this is for the five-day workshop, so that's for the week after. But this one coming up is going to be free for people. So all of these little dots, that looks good. This is an active grid. So any place you put your arrow, it tells you what frequency, from 0 to 1,000 cycles per second, and from the highest note to the lowest note. So what the computer did was go through and look at everything outside this gray grid and decide that, oh, I want to take that, and I want to look at this, and I want to look at that. Well, some of these I don't like. I don't like this one right here, although you will probably get the same result if you just leave it all the same. There were two buried in here. In the book on Bioacoustic Basics, there is a whole section on what points you should take and what you should look at. Now, we cleared up four blanks here. What the computer did was take these frequencies, 39, 38, and it put it over here, and it said it's a high. And a high means it's above the gray grid, and high means there's too much of it. Low means there's not enough. If this low is zinc, then you're not taking enough zinc. But I have four blanks that I want to fill in. So I'm going to look at these high notes, and there's a couple here. I could bring those in. When something's real open like that, it means it's very active. So high and open both mean active. I would like to take a couple of these because this is the predictive area, and this says what's going to happen. So he's saying it's the trapezius and the neck muscles. We could go look at muscles. We could go look at thyroid. We can go look at fibromyalgia. You know, this is so close to the gray grid, I'm going to get rid of it. Let's look at this low. Now, it's not very low. You can see these are divided into sections. It takes the gray grid and what's below it, and this gray grid moves around all the time, and divides it into three sections. Minus one is kind of minor stuff. Minus two is a little more serious. Minus three, red flag. And you see Mark doesn't have any. But here's plus one, plus two, and it looks to me like there's a plus three right there. So that F sharp might be the worst issue that we have. And F sharp is the lower back. But his is in the top of the back. But a problem with the low back and the spine can make the top hurt. So I don't think I want this one either. So that was a low. Let's look at this one. So I have to remember that that's 74 and 76, both of those are lows. I can pick one more high. Maybe this one is kind of by itself and a little bit of high, but not much. We have to pick six highs and six lows. So we have one, two, three, four. We have six lows. These two are lows. But the rest of these were highs. And a high, when it pertains to muscle, means too hot, too tense. And pertaining to a muscle with something that's low, loss of energy. So we can put in mark D, and we're doing fibro. And the last name, I'm just going to put online because we don't like to identify people. And what day is it? Let's look at 0503 16, so we know what day we did it. Now, do not put slashes in here because nothing will save. It'll just sit there forever, but you can put slices in the date of birth. Now, I just put in 12/12/12 because that tells the computer we don't know the birthday. So, mail and trap, I don't think it'll, if I put a question mark, I don't think it'll save, but we'll check anyway. So we have two sets of 12 that the computer has chosen and we looked at. We know there's some methylation. We know there's probably some inflammation because of these, what looks like ink spots here. And this is called a trauma spike. This is the things that you learn in class, the free class and the big professional class too. So we want to save these sets of numbers. So I'm going to go to this Rubik's Cube. Now you'll remember it. And go to my desktop, and I put everything in a GNS file. And so now I've saved this set of numbers. The next thing to open is the fibromyalgia program. And there's two versions of the fibromyalgia program. One is a P version, or for the public, it has no frequencies. And one is a special edition, the SE version, and it has the frequencies. That's the one that we teach you about in the professional class, because you in turn are going to figure out what to do with those numbers and give them back to people and entrain their brain so that whatever is causing the pain can alleviate the pain by providing the brain with the frequencies that it needs to undo the problem. We're not allowed to say heal. So GNS files, there's marks right on top. There's our list of frequencies that we used. So if we compare these, you can see that they're the same. 39.598, it was a high, probably this one. 120.261, probably that one. Now, Tommy's thinking this might be electricity, because 120. But when it's electricity and you've got a wire, an electric wire, crossed over your mic wire, and I picked on Tommy because he's been doing this stuff for 17 years and he's pretty quick at picking stuff up. But if it's one little spike of electricity, it won't be open at the bottom like that. So we've taken all of these frequencies. And we can look at all of these things. Let's look at pyruvate and oxygen and lactic acid. So maybe we'll look at biochemicals first. So we can uncheck all and just check biochemicals. Wow, there are a lot of them. A lot of these you cannot buy off the shelf. You'd either have to go to the doctor or we'd have to do it by sound, like a receptor for a GABA or something. You can look at these uses. Dopamine is high, not usable, likely. One researcher reports fibro clients do not release dopamine in response to pain stimuli. Is that in there again? No, it isn't. So the use is not repeated, so it's only there once. ADP, remember when we were showing that map and we said likely it could be the ADP or ATP? That's in this circle here, and we'll go back and fill this in. So dopamine is too high, ADP is too high, looks like it's not being used, converts from ATP by cellular process. Now when you see something high and you know you aren't taking it and you know you don't have a lot of excess energy, it could mean that it's high but it's just not usable. Endorphins are low. Opiates tend to be higher in fibromyalgia clients. Well, his is low. So that might tell us maybe this is not fibromyalgia. Interleukin-6, that is found an immune system response. Elevations found in serum of fibromyalgia clients. Now I'm beginning to think that this is an injury of some kind, not really the biochemistry of fibromyalgia. Neuropeptide Y, that could mean that there is some brain damage. There's the pyruvic acid that we've been talking about all along. Insufficient breakdown in fibromyalgia clients causes muscle pain. And there's serotonin. Insufficient, I don't see that as being a duplicate in any kind, but it means serotonin needs something else with it to make it work. So let's go look at, let's go look at that map and look at serotonin. And so here's serotonin. So anything before this, the tryptophan, the nitric oxide synthase, tetrahydrobiopterin, all of that, BH4, BH2, DHPR, all of that is in that pathway of serotonin. So that tells me absolutely that we need to go looking at his methylation mapping when we see this. Now, it's saying there's more than one page. So I'm going to click this little arrow, and it'll take us to the next page. But I'm going to may facilitate release of human growth hormone. I'm going to check that out in case that comes up again. And it doesn't, but it certainly looks like serotonin could be an issue, dopamine could be an issue, and both of them are on that map, dopamine and serotonin. What do they have to do with pain? Well, they're the feel-good things. They're neurotransmitters that help deal with weight issues and with personality and ability to deal with stress. They also help deal with sending nerve signals to the muscles of the body, and that's what the COMT does. But let's look at some of the other things here. Check them all. Activators, let's see what activators are going on. Well, let's just look at all of them. When we do a chart, all of those frequencies, like A is 440 and so forth, all of those frequencies, you can't see that, can be divided up. So we can show what note, really it's not right on the exact note, but usually it's somewhere in between. We're looking at anything four or more. So we're looking for an A sharp. Now, we could go look at something called sonocards. And we could go look at A sharp. See if I can make this bigger. It looks like I need to put that one over there. It won't move. There it goes. So the deltoid, the levator, pectoral muscles, masseter, tells where they are, A sharp. These are some of the things that go along with A sharp. Now, proline is really good for muscles. Catalase gets rid of garbage out of the blood system and sometimes comes back on the muscles. Folate, tin, calcium pantothenate. So you can go back and use these sonocards to find out what is canceled. We'll come back later to see what muscle might be involved or what biochemical might be involved. And this shoots right out of the program. Activator. Let's see if there's something he may be doing that's causing this. Ferritin mitochondrial. This is iron. Metabolism marker for iron balance. Now, having too much iron can cause your muscles to ache like this. So there is a product, we don't sell it, it's called, oh geez, Tommy, can you help me out here, do you remember? It's made by a company in Germany, had it right on the tip of my tongue. But it helps, I'll keep thinking about it, it helps get rid of excess iron in the system. So that may be one thing that you want to work on. We have found several people with fibromyalgia who have very high iron. Can you look that up for me, Tommy, if we can't remember it? Component X, I have the slightest idea. Works with lactic acid to increase cellular oxygen for cellular detoxification. And that's one of the things this little tone box does. It provides cellular oxygen and pyruvate to help get rid of Wobenzyme. Okay, Wobenzyme. No, not ferrochelatase. It's Wobenzyme. And there is a company here, Longevity Plus, who tried to rip it off, but theirs isn't as good as the company from Germany. Wobenzyme. Wobenz. Yes, thank you, Tommy. So we're looking at possibly a lack of cellular oxygen and too much iron. Okay, biochemicals we looked at. Enzymes that are too low, and usually you can buy these at your health food store. Some of them you can't. Lita-Lee, L-I-T-A-L-E-E, can put you in touch with some really good plant enzymes. Phospholipase 2 is high, plays a role in hypoxic pulmonary vasoconstriction. So maybe COPD, hypoxia, not enough oxygen. Okay, there's two things now, Mark, pointing to not enough oxygen. These just flip up automatically. I'm on my other screen. I'm having to drag them over here. SUOX, both high and low at the same time. SUOX is usually an inborn problem with sulfur and being able to use sulfur. But when you see it both high and low, it usually is a muscle. Pyruvate dehydrogenase. Again, we're going right back to the iron and the pyruvate. Epstein-Barr low. Who cares? Although people, and I've had four or five people call me this week, when you go back and look at the keynote that we just put up today, the keynote says that Epstein-Barr is in stress right now. This tells you for the week what might be coming up. And the best thing I've seen for Epstein-Barr is grapefruit seed extract. Grapefruit, the great big yellow one. Not grape, grapefruit seed extract, and the one that we use is made by Nutrabiotic. I have seen that turnaround MRSA and brown recluse spider bites and incredible things. It's just the oil of the grapefruit seed. Chlamydia pneumoniae high. You don't want this. Here we go with another oxygen issue. Chlamydia pneumoniae attacks the heart sac and doesn't allow the heart to get the oxygen that it needs. Now, a lot of time with chlamydia pneumoniae, you'll have increased tooth tartar. Ah, Tommy has put into the, where you can get it. I'm going to go ahead and put that in the chat over here at Blog Talk Radio. Okay. L-lysine is also good for Epstein-Barr virus. Anita is posting in the chat. Take with Ester C vitamins as it needs that to work. Okay. So we're not going to consider Epstein-Barr at the moment, although maybe we'll just sort of keep it in mind that it's both high and both low and see it says exactly the same use. So we know it's in there twice, but the directionality is different. So we think it's a muscle. But if we didn't run muscles, I will certainly go back and look at muscles. I don't see muscles in here. Huh. Vitamins. Something high. P5P. This is good for any kind of mitochondrial a DNA problem. It is also on that map, the P5P. I don't know if you can buy it in the stores yet. It's regulated. Doctors are just now experimenting with it. But it's part of this whole process of using your incoming resources from methionine through glutathione. So again, it tells us that we need to look at your methylation mapping. Vitamin E is low. Likely you could take some vitamin E. Probably wouldn't hurt. But this is all bioacoustically speaking. Okay, toxins. Fluoride is high. Should be avoided. Toothpaste, water, I don't know what else it comes in. But it says it's high, so we need to detoxify. One of the things that you can detoxify with that's very natural is 1/2 cups of white navy beans cooked. And that will help pull out the toxins. But there's all kinds of other things. Clay and Colorex and cilantro. Germanium low. You do not want germanium low. Germanium helps oxygenate your cells. Germanium, where does it come from? Bee pollen? I can't remember where it comes from. Would one of you practitioners look it up? Anita has just put the Wobenzyme link in the chat. That's wonderful, Anita. Thank you. I will put it over here in the other chat. So germanium is missing. We can even give it to you by sound or go find food sources or go find some at your local health food store. I hope you're keeping notes of all this. Medications. Are you on any medications? He didn't say he was.
No, I'm not on any medications.
Okay, I'm going to skip that one. This is hormones. Why does that say auxin plant hormone up here? That's just weird. Ascorbigen, I don't know what that is. I'd have to look it up. May alleviate the symptoms of fibromyalgia, more research necessary. Something to consider, to look in your internet and find out what it is. Tommy, can you find out why auxin plant hormone ended up here in our yellow line? That's kind of unusual.
Because some of those things in that category, there are hormones and there are plant hormones, and that's why they both showed up under that category. They're still a hormone, but it's a plant hormone.
Okay.
It was in the database like that.
Okay, let's go look at muscles. Muscles is one of the programs that you get when you join our Guardian program. A lot of you have this.
Hey, Sherry, I'm so sorry to interrupt. I wanted to tell you an idea about muscles, and I don't know if now's a good time to do it while we're on the topic.
Who's talking?
This is Brandon Music.
Oh, okay.
Out here in Sacramento.
Okay.
So I've done personal training for like the last 10 years, and what I was thinking when muscles show up tight or high on the frequency spectrum is actually it could be the myofascia or like the connective tissue covering all of the muscles. And I was thinking, because I'm sure there's been times where muscles showed up high, but you didn't necessarily have muscle pain, so on and so forth. And I was thinking if we were able to figure out the actual code for myofascia, which tends to be what causes the shortening of the muscle's extensibility, like those knots you get when someone's giving you a massage, I thought that that could be an interesting approach to the muscular system, because if all the myofascia is at resonance or equilibrium and there are no myofascial knots, that we would see the muscles you know, heal at even faster rate than they already do. So it was just something, it was just in my head, and I just felt like I should share it while we were on the topic. So, sorry.
Does that have anything to do with trigger points?
Yeah, no, that's everything to do with trigger points. So an analogy for myofascia is like, imagine your muscle's a shoestring and you have a bunch of knots in it. The only way to get rid of them is to apply pressure to that trigger point for 30 to 60 seconds until basically the relay happens between the brain and the muscle. And so it really is, it doesn't shut off until you shut it off. And so when we're seeing these high frequency spectrums of the muscle itself, but not factoring in the myofascia, if we were able to somehow deactivate the myofascia without having just sit and apply pressure, or even help kind of, you know, soften it, if you will, it would probably, you know, really, really help. Because, I mean, I've reversed a guy that had supposed to have a hip replacement just through foam rolling techniques, which is like self-myofascial release and all that.
I think we can, because we have a new computer program. It's in Tommy's hands. It's not been put into market yet, but we've got all the data done that is trigger points and relating that. So if we figure out the relationship, we could figure out the numbers. Yes. Tommy puts in here too, best sources. Thank you, Brandon. That's wonderful information. Best natural food sources for germanium: garlic, shakti, mushrooms, onions, bran, whole wheat flour, vegetables, seeds, meat, dairy products, and aloe. So I didn't find any trapezius muscle. I suspected maybe rhomboids. So I put in the word back. Now, I don't think upper back is in here, but here is back muscle. That's too high. Longissimus thoracis. That could be, it's a very long muscle. That could be up at the area where he's saying there is a problem, and it's high and in tension. So resources for that, if we go back to look at a Get Body Smart, and this is a link if you want to go through how to prepare your computer for our 2-day free class coming up. This is one of the links it tells you to go to. So if we want to look at the muscle system and we want to look at the muscles of the back, wouldn't it? Muscles that act on the back. Longissimus thoracis. Let's see where that is. It's not in the shoulder area. It's kind of at the wing. Mark, if you had to point to one of these muscles, here's your shoulder. Here's that longissimus thoracis that it says it's tight. Let me make sure I got the right one here. Longissimus thoracis, okay. So what you're describing as the trapezius could be an underlying muscle, this one. I don't know how to get those away and show that. There it is. Goes up and attaches here. Now, we didn't go all through your program. So, is any of the pain there? This is the bottom of your ribs. This is your back.
I don't seem to experience any pain there. It's just like mostly neck into the traps.
Okay, well, let's keep looking for back. Multifida. Now, this is the little teeny muscles in between the spine, the vertebrae, I mean. And it's high. So that just gives all over tiredness to your back. Here is quadratus lumborum. That is very low in the back. I don't think it's here. This is upper back. We need to look at lower back. Quadratus. The whole idea of this is to give you guys tools so that you can do this on your own. Usually, if you run over this, it'll... No, we don't want to go to best deals. We want to go to... Here it is. So down here. So his is up high, so that's not it either. Oh, this, although this could be referred pain. The abdomen causes a low back pain, but that's not it either. Semispinalis thoracis. We were just there. Remember that spinalis thoracis, muscles that extend the vertebral column. No more. So we don't know what's going on there. We have 5 minutes left. What should we do? Go to methylation. Let's see if we can quickly go to methylation. I'd really like to do maintenance and repair on you, but we just don't have time. That's such a big program. So remember when we looked at your abacus and a lot of it was up above in the middle section? That tells us that there's something wrong with the methylation. Methylation, in the real common easy terms, is you eat things and your body has to change them into other forms for your body to be able to use it, how your body metabolizes. So this tells us to look in methylation. So here's the methylation program. We've got it already done. We just jump in there and find what we've, all the things we've done already. We've pretty much decided it's probably not fibromyalgia. It's a lack of oxygen in the cells, so COPD. And we do have a program for COPD. It's in Checkpoint that we could look at that. But let's look at methylation. Let's look at proteins and genomes to see if there's something that's alike that's causing this program, this problem. Ah, and there's pieces of it. You're lacking the enzyme to use methionine. This MSRA, it's not MRSA, although some people look at it that way. It's right here. So let's start taking some of these circles that belong to somebody else, and let's put them over here so we can see where your problem is. I love this little program because it says, is the problem with genetics? Is the problem with detox? Is the problem with my energy? What's really going on here? Now, we won't be able to get through all of this unless we go over a little bit. So as we look at this, DHPR, now that's a genetic issue. You can find out more about this under heartfixer.com and under treatments available and genetic testing. Or you can go to one of Amy Yasko's book or many of the books or Vimeo's videos about methylation. Glucose-6-phosphate, it's there twice, but it has different uses, so it really only gets to be counted once. And it's down the bottom here. Okay, there's SUOX three times high and three times low, so I'm going to give you two strikes on that one. An inborn genetic inability to process sulfur appropriately. So we've got those. Any of them here? Well, there's DHPR again as the protein. Now, as the genome, we had DHPR. When you have both the gene and the protein, that's usually the kink. So we're going to go over to that. Let's just use this one. HeartFixer.com. The gene is how the body starts. Let me make this a little smaller so we can see it. So you go to Comprehensive Heart Care, Treatments Available, and then down to the bottom of the page, Genomic Testing, and, oh, they've got a new map up. So let's do a find, Control Find, DHPR. And it begins to show you what's really going on with this. Tetrahydrobiopterin, erythropoietin, sensitivity to toxins, lead, mercury. When I get this issue, and let me go back and get rid of proteins and add these genomes again. And on both of these, we see this DHPR. One low, one high. We know that that's where the problem is. If the genome and the protein, so that's where we would start work. But we'd still go on and look at other things. And I've got so much open, I've got to dig down and find out where I am here. But as we look at where that DHPR is, there's BH4, BH2, there's the serotonin precursors, there's the dopamine precursors. So it's probably starting right there. So we fix this and the rest will probably clean up. But even though we're going to go over a little bit, let's see if we can do some more mapping here. Let's do some vitamins. Amino acids are part of this. Minerals. Nope, I want minerals. Don't need that. We looked at enzymes already. We looked at activators. I want to look at activators again. Wow, look at that. Activator, DHPR. There is a third confirmation found in the transverse tubules of muscles and the VDR, the vitamin D receptor. So not only do we have two here, we have three. And we have the VDR, the vitamin D receptor. Oh, and I just closed down. I didn't want to close down. 5-methylfolate is on here. ADP is on here. ADP, I don't think it's on here, but it fits right there. Dopamine is on here. FADH is on here. HIAA is on here. I don't know what those initials stand for. I thought it was right there. Tommy, do you remember where HIAA is on our map?
It's down there. The little
yeah, look
down.
Mal A.
Mal A? Okay, here I am. Where do I go, left or right?
Up and to your left. To your left a little more. Left, 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 down, left, down, left, right there.
HIAA, looks like it. Okay, pyruvic acid, pyruvate, serotonin. So you begin to get a picture in thymidine. You begin to get a picture, I thought thymidine was here. There it is, of what's really going on. And when you have an activator and a gene and a protein, fix this, and the rest of the body will probably follow. Here's P5P again. So B6 and P5P twice. So we look at this map, and we know we need to go in and fix this. You can't go to the store and buy this, and it takes months to undo it, years sometimes to undo it. So you're going to go to heartfixer.com, and you're going to read all about this DHPR and even what it stands for, and here's all of its – that's too big. Let me make this a little smaller. Oh, I made the wrong one smaller. DHF, but not what DHPR is about. But it'll give you the flow charts. It'll give you what we call the math ways of what's going on. When you go to the top, usually the DHPR starts up here. But we don't have time to really explore this. And this is like a giant puzzle. That's what I love about it. You get to help people. You get to have an economic opportunity at the same time. HPRD, two things here. So they're both here. So this will give you more information about it. We are out of time. We will put our article, our new article up for you about fibromyalgia. We will put up the video. I will render this video as soon as possible so that you can watch it and see it. Also, if you go to Sound Health Options to the home page, it will be up on Stitcher and, well, the radio homepage. Oh, who changed all this stuff to pink that you can't even read? So usually it's right here. And in 20 minutes or so, it will be here. And if you think this is important, and other people who have fibromyalgia, let them know that we have a way to test them. We have tone boxes that can be used to keep the fibromyalgia pain away. We can help them with the lack of oxygenation. We can identify what's going on, just like we can identify what's going on here with Mark. It's not a muscle. It may be some kind of connective tissue. It may be some kind of referred pain. It may be those underlying muscles right by the spine. But it's likely some methylation process dealing with how oxygen is getting to the body. Let me take a last look at the chat. For Steve, Audacity Wave, Audacity. Ah, Steve is, Steve, would you put in all of your shortcuts too? Steve has this wonderful page of shortcuts for people. Is a genetic tetrahydrobiopterin, so the kidneys are involved. We do have a kidney and adrenal program. Fibroplex by Metagenics is a great supplement with malic acid and magnesium. Steve put that one in. Steve has a lot of good information. Thank you, George, for putting in for Heart Fixer. Is the public allowed to order the Fibro Tone Box direct from Sound Health? Yes, but we would recommend that you get your vocal print done first to see which one you will need, because there are two of them. Yes, Tommy, that was great to help him. We had Michael Beckwith's grandson in here, and his one foot was like a half inch shorter than the other, and they were going to chop the bone in two and put a pin in it and let the bone grow. And on his vocal print, it was nothing more than a tight muscle in his hip. And we relaxed that muscle, and both of his legs were the same length within 20 minutes. So bioacoustic stuff is awesome. It brings harmony to the body. I think it's going to bring harmony to medicine and the world, breaking the sound barriers of disease, I think, is the medicine of the future. We think it's wonderful that you guys are interested. Please ask people to go to our site and look at some of the information. Spread the word. Tell people on your Facebook that we have this wonderful video available. Be available on Vimeo probably in an hour or so, because I'm going to stay and do it. We certainly thank all of you for being here. I love the chat. We didn't get much chat over here. I will look at that, Anthony. Don't have a lot of other chat on Blog Talk Radio. Let me write myself a note here. Okay. So remember, if you would like to be part of the drawing, you're automatically entered if you came in through our website, soundhealthoptions.com. If you came in through Blog Talk Radio to listen, just send us a little note, Sherry Edwards, Sherry with an A, S-H-A-R-R-Y. Dale's asking somebody, can you tell me about myofascial release therapy as a treatment for back pain? Yes, I've heard that it works. It hasn't worked for me because I don't have that kind of back pain. I use my SMAD for whatever frequency it says it needs. And remember that last summer I broke my spine in three places and I fell off a second-story balcony and did a lot of damage. But I don't have any back pain. I guess I would if I carried a lot of stuff. Most of my residual is I compressed a lung. And so I'm working on that. But great stuff in the chat, and we are going to finish now. I'm not quite end episode. Okay, I am ending Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for you for being here. Please check out Sound Health Options under the link radio if you'd like to watch this show. And we'll talk later. Thanks for